David Meltzer, thank you so much for being here. People know you that you have built a lot of wealth and you have lost as well a lot of wealth. When you go back in that moment, what was the lowest moment of that journey for you personally? And most important, what did it teach you about who you truly are in those moments?
Yeah, ironically, 2 years before I lost everything, 2 years before I lost over $100 million, 2 years before I had to tell my mom that she had to move out of her house, which was the only reason I wanted to be rich. 2 years before all of that was the defining moment of my life when I came home after lying to my wife from the Grammy Awards with Little John. And my wife told me she was leaving me. She told me to take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, that she wasn't going to hang around with my three daughters at the time who were under 10 to watch me die. She told me I wasn't paying attention or giving intention to the things that I cared the most about, my family, the activities I get paid for from running Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, the most notable sports agency in the world, that I was utilizing and partying too much with alcohol and drugs, and she wasn't going to stay. It was then where I told her that, you know, I basically told her, like I did my mom, my dad, and my best friend when they told me the truth. I told her I hated her and to F off. But it wasn't until the next day when I woke up thinking how much I hated my wife, I hated my mom, my dad, and my best friend, who were the only people who were loving me enough to tell me the truth. It was not until the next day when I looked over at a jacket that my father had given me with no pockets to remind me what life was about, that money couldn't buy love or happiness, that my pockets would be empty when I died because I couldn't take anything with me when I'm gone. And it was at that moment I realized I don't hate my wife. I don't hate my mom, my dad, or my best friend. I hated myself. And so that defining moment, I took stock in who I was and what I wanted to become. And I came up with four values that I live with and practice every day and execute upon: gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication.
Love it. Was there anybody to support you in that time back?
Well, so that was the interesting thing. At that time, the only support that I was really getting was from my mom and my wife. My wife said something very interesting. She said, didn't give me an ultimatum when I came to her with gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, and I effectively communicated with her. She didn't say, if you do this, I will leave you. She said, as long as you do your best and you keep trying, I know you can do this. And it was a different mindset for me that she supported me. And when I had and made mistakes, and which is why I launched a new brand called Made, it's Made by My Mistakes, Made by My Mistakes, Made from Mistakes. When I realized she was there knowing that I would be made from my mistakes and she would support me in it.
David, in business nowadays, how can you define success based on that story, which was literally changing trajectory of your thinking and of your mindset?
Yeah, success is easily defined for me. Number one, to understand how to enjoy your life, how to live in harmony. So to enjoy, to love what you don't like or love about what you love consistently every day, persistently without quit, in the pursuit of my potential, by subject matter, topic, or expertise. So when I enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential by subject matter, topic, or expertise, in alignment with what's doing well, what's stable, what I think is doing well, fulfillment and success is created by the behaviors each and every day in the pursuit of my potential, not I will be happy when, but instead for the sake of what.
That's beautiful, because this is exactly when I see why you are on a mission to inspire and make a billion people be happy. And can you a little bit tell me about that moment, specific moment when you make that commitment to yourself? When this was, how this happened?
Yeah, I made the commitment to myself and to everyone on this earth that I would empower over a billion people to be happy with the three capabilities that I think are necessary to be happy. One, making a lot of money. Two, helping a lot of people with that money. And three, having a lot of fun with that money. Because I have never met anyone on earth that makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people, and has a lot of fun that isn't happy. And so what happened to me is when I recovered from losing everything, I lost over $100 million 17 years ago. When I lost everything, I made it back and I told my wife, "What can I do for you?" On the very same day, I asked her, "I will do anything for you. What can I do for you?" She told me, "Take care of yourself. If you take care of yourself, you will take care of others." And at that moment, my 12-year-old daughter came in crying because one of her 12-year-old friends committed suicide.
Wow.
At that moment, that same day, the coincidence, the coinciding of all of the information, intuition, and intelligence of my journey of recovery from losing everything, the lessons I've learned when there was no evidence and the evidence was contrary that I ever would make it back. At that moment, I could understand how I understand depression, CTE, PTSD. I understand addiction, why people would take their own lives that suffer from these things. But I had no idea why or how an affluent 12-year-old girl who had everything going for her would take her own life. No idea. So I told my wife, "Hey, I need to go for a walk." And I took off my shoes. We had just purchased a dream home on the beach with the recovery that we were going through economically. I'm walking the beach. I am the last person on earth that would tell you that God calls you. I'm the last person when pe I rolled my eyes when people are like, "Oh yeah, you know, the burning bush, God talked to me, God called me, God." I roll my eyes. I'm like, "Yeah, bro, I'm not into this. I don't believe it." And of course, I had the great lesson of you're either humble or you're about to be, because God called me. And he said, "Son, you have these capabilities, and you can empower people with the capabilities that you have to empower others to empower others. You can change the world by creating a collective consciousness on earth. You can change the world simply, humbly, you, by empowering 1,000 people to empower 1,000 to empower 1,000." And when I created the math behind what God's calling was, which was simply to change the world, to make it a happy place by creating a collective consciousness of happiness, when I could do the math and say, "There's no doubt that I can find 1,000 people like Nick who will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000. There's no doubt that I could give my book for free that gives the instructions, the key elements, and the principles of happiness." And so, to your audience and to every audience and community, I offer Connected to Goodness to everyone. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Email me directly, "David, I will pay for the book, pay for shipping. I will send you it so you can learn the framework, so you can empower others to be happy, to connect to goodness, to figure out, I am happy. What am I doing to interfere with it?"
That's beautiful, David. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing this email. I'll definitely put it on description down for everybody who's listening us on audio and video platforms. We can say that spirituality play a big role in trajectory of your journey. Nowadays, when you have coached thousands of entrepreneurs, what can you say that it's one mistake which you can see in smart and driven people, but they over and over make it?
Yeah, the mistake that they have is one of the biggest mistakes that I have made and still make today, and it's not asking for help. You see, the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone that's already there.
That's
Come and
beautiful.
join me Monday, Wednesday, Friday for my free trainings. Ask me anything. Come join me in person on a meetup, holding court, interviews, speeches. Come and join me and others. Find people that are literally in a position that you want to be in and ask them for directions, and also allow yourself to help other people get to where they want to be. Because knowing our who is the fastest and easiest way to get to where you want to be. But you're not going to find your who unless you ask for help, unless you ask, would it help you? If you understand those two questions and make it constructively in person, on the phone, via email, social media, come to our free trainings, come join our private networking group that we have where Mondays I meet everybody and I help them answer every question and give them introductions personally. And every day our group does with thousands of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. So for those hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs that we get to meet with, millions who get to watch the videos, just ask for help. Three simple words, ask for help and also provide it to others.
That's very true. I was witnessing many times with Mr. Blaine Bartlett, who was also a part of this podcast. He was many times with you on the lives. And he also said exactly the same thing on our podcast, that you guys are in the mission of inspiring others completely for free, live on Instagram and on other social media platforms. So, yep, as you guys heard right now, just hop on those calls. David, you say you live by values like gratitude, empathy, you just name it right now. Tell me, in sports, how do you actually practice those daily? Because you're so much in sport, your businesses are very connected with sport. And give me a framework, a blueprint. How do you practice them daily?
Yeah, also along with my book, I'd love to send the five daily practices that I derive from being in sports for so many years. So training athletes to know what they want each day in alignment with where they think they want to be for the sake of what they want to be there. By aligning the meaning of the past, the failures, the successes, the made from mistakes, aligned with where they want to be or better. Know their what. We talked about knowing their who can help them and who they can help, and know their how. Have non-negotiable behaviors every day, a minimum amount of time on sleep. Athletes get more out of sleep than anything else. They recover and access information to to increase their performance. They spend a minimum amount of time every day with their family. They spend a minimum amount of day on their health every day. They know that as every great athlete, 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. If you don't believe me, just look at kids who study Spanish. I've never met a kid who studies Spanish 15 minutes a day that doesn't get an A. I know a ton of kids like me who study 15 hours on Sunday before the test and don't get an A.
Yeah, that's
And so
absolutely true.
teaching people knowing your what, knowing your who, and knowing your how, have non-negotiable times of sleep, health, family, finance, faith, the study of time and relativity, and then leaving the other 12 hours of awake time in order to effectuate prioritization of knowing their now and knowing their next. Most of our first responders, vets, and athletes, they suffer because they lose their daily activities, their daily behaviors, their daily practices. And they forget that they can implement this superpower into anything entrepreneurial the same way they did to be the best football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer player in the world. These people forget it was the daily practice. They forget that they had a coach since they were five. And so the same rules of success for athletes apply to entrepreneurs. The exact same way that become Tiger Woods, you become Elon Musk.
Yeah, it creates a compound effect over the day-by-day routine. And that's actually very interesting that you're bringing here, because my next question to you is there any belief or, let's say, a thought you had to unlearn on your journey so that you can recreate all that felt over back?
Yeah, I'm in control.
That's beautiful.
I'm in control. I have a predisposition of humility and faith. A predisposition, not a disposition like I had before. I had a disposition of humility and faith. That means I reacted to things and prayed for things instead of a predisposition of humility and faith. I know I'm either humble or I'm about to be. And so to understand that I am not in control, but I still am intentional. I'm going to repeat that. I'm not in control, but I'm still intentional. Every day I do say, think, feel, and believe aligned with where I want to be or better. Most people can't keep up with me because I've minimized the amount of interference between me and the infinite energy, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that we all are a part of in the abundant, unified system of thought that has more than enough of everything for everyone. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. I just minimize the amount of time I spend interfering with it.
That's actually very interesting what you're saying, because something similar said Dr. Joe Vitale on this podcast, and he's together with you, one of the chairmen of Napoleon Hill Institute, together with Cleona, who is one of our next guests, and now people already can feel out that this is the next episode. I want to ask you, how do you guys inspire people and move people out in Napoleon Hill Institute right now, and what is your current mission with that?
You see my guy? Oops, yep, there he is, right
Yes, I see
there.
it.
That's Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, The Laws of Success. He's the seminal personal and professional development guru, the basis of the principles and the laws of success that exist in Think and Grow Rich, the number one book ever sold for entrepreneurs and mindset. Outwitting the Devil, which hasn't sold as many copies, but is even better at doing it than Think and Grow Rich. Our mission at the Napoleon Hill Institute, with the help of our friend Joe Vitale, with of course Cleona as the founder here, of the president and CEO, is simply the same as my mission. It's to empower others, to empower others. Look, every single Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Joe Vitale, Dr. Joe Dispenza, David Goggins, all of the people that have existed since the 1930s, Covey, you name it, Canfield, they're all basing it off of the context and content of Napoleon Hill, who
Absolutely.
went out and sought these commonalities, the desire that you must be what you can be, what you believe you can achieve. It's all the basis of what even I teach. And so for me, the mission of the Napoleon Hill Institute is to amplify the laws of success, the definiteness of purpose that Napoleon Hill taught, and to modernize it in that amplification.
I love it. That's very beautiful, and it's absolutely true. We was doing podcast with Bob Proctor, with Brian Proctor, and with Linda, and with a lot of Bob's students and business partners like Peggy McCall, who is amazing person in that. And she also said, and all of them said, that the base of principles lies in that book, and that people just take it as granted and they just go to read from the cover to cover, not even absorbing all the knowledge how the powerful is. And this is beautiful. So I'm calling all the people to check it out. David, with respect to your time, I have just two more questions. And one of them is, we are constantly looking at this podcast as this season is inside out. What is one inner quality of a person, of an entrepreneur, which has to be inside, in certain moment awaken, expressed outward, and lead towards success? What is this for you? What is for you inside out?
I have interviewed thousands, not hundreds, thousands of billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers, the most famous, successful people in the world. And they have one common denominator inside of them. Knowing, by the way, notating, by the way, that you can't find outside of you what you can't seek inside of you. And the thing that's inside of every successful person is the desire that they must be what they can be. The desire they must be what they can be is what they have inside of them.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And the last question for today's podcast episode is something what I'm practicing from episode to episode to do. So previous guest leave a question to the new guest. Question for you left Ryan Tackwood, the number one salesperson in Australia. And he asked you, David, if you can teach one thing to a classroom of a 5 or 6 years old kids, what would be one belief or one module you would teach to them?
The model that I would teach to them is called the Five to Thrive. Also, something I'll give to your community, email me, we'll put it in the notes, david@dmelcher.com. The Five to Thrive is to build a community of people that are buying from you and selling for you for life. This is the guaranteed success that's available to everyone in person, on the phone, email, and social media. And to facilitate stimulating interest one, transitioning interest two, sharing a vision three, articulating that quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for in that sharing of the vision with comfort and confidence. And then four, managing and developing the vision, understanding a go, no-go plan, the three no rule, the 25 no rule, understanding how to utilize an aligned management and development, notating that when you share a vision, come to an agreement, make a decision, that time, emotion, and value changes instantly. And the key to success in sales is to stay aligned with the time, emotion, and value that's changing. And if you do that, stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision, and manage and develop the vision, you will thrive. You will have people buying from you and selling for you for life. And I guarantee the bigger the community you have of people buying from you and selling for you, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick, I appreciate you for the opportunity to share with your community allow you to be one of my 1,000 who will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much, David. Guys, this was David Meltzer.